This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The state budget approved in the 11th hour of the recently adjourned legislative session includes $750,000 to study the impacts of the removal of four dams on the Snake River in order to help with the salmon recovery. But critics of the move say using state money to fund the study is wasteful because the dams are federal property where the state has no jurisdiction. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse agrees and says a study is already in the works.
The state of Washington, like you said, it's federal properties. It would take an act of Congress to make any changes to the operation of the Snake and Columbia River system. And on top of that, the federal government is already engaged in a new study on the operation of the river system.
Newhouse says he's been a vocal opponent of dam removal, but it's out of the state's hands.
It seems to me like the state is actually wasting money in an effort that's already being done by the federal government in an area where the state doesn't have jurisdiction. So that was the feelings that myself and Kathy McMorris Rogers expressed in a letter recently. But the state went forward with the funding of the study. But again, I think that the taxpayer dollars could have been put to much better use.
Listen tomorrow for more Newhouse reaction on funding of the dam breach study.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.